Erev Tov Rabotai. Okay, so for the Hashkaf Avad opener of the Zman, so I want to start off with our monologue. Actually, the shout out goes out to Josh Aziz. This was his thing. So I think it's important. You know, it's current events are a thing. I spoke about it briefly on Shabbat, but current events are, you shouldn't be too involved in the news, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us through things that are happening in the world. And everything that's happening is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is up to us to decipher. You know, unfortunately, we don't have Nevi'im. We have very few people with Ruach HaKodesh, and certainly they're not coming forward and telling you exactly what Hashem wants. So it's up to us to really take those messages and decipher what it is that Hashem wants from us. You know, there's a lot of hype for the past 2 weeks since President Trump has entered office. So everyone's always hyping, all sorts of, and going, and Israel, and he's done this and that. And especially now, you know, there's, you just met with the Prime Minister of Israel. It's a big, big balagan, and not in a good way, kind of. But I feel like the hashkafa of the Torah for situations like these is that sometimes people are put too much emphasis on Trump and what he's doing. Now, don't get me wrong. You have to be makir tova. You have to appreciate, and that's all fine and dandy. But even for the greatest friends of Am Yisrael, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Al tivtechum bin divim bevin adam sheino teshuah." Right? Don't ever put your trust in any basar vadam. Baruch haGever sheivtach baHashem. Put all of your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Rabbi Shluchim Namakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of Shluchim. But there's people who put like all of their eggs into this Trump basket, and they make him like the Mashiach, and that's not the case. You know, he's definitely making good moves and hopefully a friend of Am Yisrael. But you know, sometimes he can flip, and I'm saying you have to keep on davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep on putting those good messages in his head, so that he makes decisions that are beneficial for Am Yisrael, but not to trust in the Gavra, because it's not him. And there's just so much hype, and you know, even for the Trumpers and the Make America Greaters, and that's all fine, but there's a very fine line between Hakarat HaTov and, you know, hopefulness for Am Yisrael through him, and crossing the line and making him a Mashiach that he's not. You understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lev melachim v'sarim yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the kings, you know, he's holding the... Everybody's like a marionette. We're all puppets. But especially kings and officials and big people in government. Don't get too comfortable. We're still in Galut. You know, every so often, that's the pattern of Jewish history, is that every time Am Yisrael gets too comfortable in Galut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send us, unfortunately, these reminders to remind us that we're Jewish, and to remind us where our allegiances are, and to remind us that the goyim hate us. You know what I'm saying? It's very important. And sometimes people get out of hand, and don't lose sight. Trump works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one we're davening to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we hope for. Bitchu b'Hashem ade'ad, ki b'ya Hashem tzur olamim. B'yeshu'at Hashem can only come from Him. Trump is a shaliach, nachon. But, you know, by the way, just people tend to forget, he said some things in the past and done some things for Am Yisrael that weren't necessarily the best. He's kind of flippy, you know. It's unpredictable. Yes, we're friendly and we have to do Hishtadlut, and there's plenty of people in Washington and whatever that are keeping that kesher, which is great. But that's not for us. For us is to keep our eye on HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadosha. Yes, it's true. You have to pray for his atzlacha. You have to pray. You have to pray for the atzlacha of the malchut. That's true. But guess what? That Mishnah And the chova to pray for the shalom of the Malchut wasn't only when Trump's president. That applied just as equally when Biden was. You know that. It's hard to win it all, you know what I'm saying? But that Heve mitpalel bishloma shel Malchut is, no matter who the president is, no matter who the governor or whatever it is, you have to pray for shalom in whatever Malchut you find yourself in. So, for all those people out there that have found their savior in the president, you know what I'm saying? That's not it. Keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu firmly in your picture. You know, Hashem always throws us these nisyonot to try to shake us off. I spoke about it on Shabbat, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Bet. He says, even in the greatest nisim in history, a Kadosh Baruch Hu always tends to cloud them. Kriat Yam Suf. What a nis. Parashat HaShavua. What does the Pasuk say? Before Kriat Yam Suf, Vayolech Hashem, Ruach Kadim Azza Kol HaLayla. Kadosh Baruch Hu made tremendous hurricane winds all night long, so that the next morning when the nis of Kriat Yam Suf happened, the skeptics still had a piton pet to say, oh, no, it's just a tsunami, you know? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu always clouds the nisim. Whatever nisim are happening, you know, and make no mistake, obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu is setting the groundwork for the Geula Shlema, so Hashem always clouds it. He clouds it with Trump and with military victories and with all sorts of things. And sometimes people, you know, get their eye off the ball and they're like, oh yeah, Trump, go. No, don't lose sight. That's a lack of emunah bitachon. Just like you're makir tovah for Trump, which we're chayav to, you're also very chayav to be makir tovah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the sibat kol hasibot ve'ailat kol ha'ailot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything go around. So, even though things are looking better for Am Yisrael, we're definitely not out of the woods. There's definitely things that we have to, you know, hurdles that we still have to overcome, and we're still very much in galut. Okay? We can celebrate when all the hostages are home and Mashiach comes and brings us back to Eretz Yisrael and builds the Beit HaMikdash and there's Tchiyat HaMetim and we transition into Olam Haba, then we'll celebrate, okay? Then Bli Neder, I'll make the Kiddush, okay? You know what I'm saying? But until then, you know, fact check. This is still Galut. Take it easy. So that's what I have to say for the evening. We'll open up the floor. Chavod.
Ask like the whole sugya in Pidyon Shvuim, but what's Rebbe's take on us doing like a 30 for a 1,000? This a deal like this got us into the mess in the first place.
I guess you're asking for the halachic outlook on the hostage swap, which is a very, very broad topic in halacha. Maran Zechon Baruch has a tshuva about it in Yabiyom El Chelek Tit. He wasn't speaking about this, but he was speaking about, I don't know if you remember, the Operation Entebbe. Remember that? When a plane with many Jews was taken hostage in Uganda, and they sent in Israeli commandos. You know who died in that mission? Bibi's brother, Yonatan. He passed away in that mission. Interesting, fun fact, my father was actually part of that operation. He was not on the ground in Uganda at the time, but my father was in the Israeli Navy on a destroyer manning the communications for that. Anyway, a lot of fun stories. Anyway, but not pashut. So there's a lot of tzadim la'alacha back and forth. Da'at Maran Zechon Livracha. There's a tshuva that was actually written about 2 weeks ago by Gam Chacham Yitzchak, also supporting the hostage swap and why there are reasons lefi halacha to do it, even though it seems like from Mishnayot and Masechet Gittin that you shouldn't pay more than the value, because then goyim are going to close it more. He brings a few poskim that say that that's only when shvuim are paid for when they're sold on the shuk. That's obviously not the case here. Even though we know it's true that statistically the vast majority of terrorists that are released go back to terrorism, sometimes immediately, most of the time, even immediately. He still brings tzedim. I'm not saying it's uncontested, but that is the opinion of Maran Zichrono Livracha. That is the opinion of the Rabbanut Rashid Israel. And on a more practical level, putting the halachics aside, it's something that the nation needed. It's something that Am Yisrael needed, you know, the morale the past year and a half, whatever, since the war broke out, the morale of Am Yisrael has been in the dumps. Now, there's been a lot of conflicting, you know, forget about halacha, but even in the nation, there's a lot of very heated opinions pro and against the hostage swaps. But at the end of the day, it's something that the nation needed to kind of, you know, that heartwarming, when you see hostages reunited with their families and whatever, that's something that collectively Am Yisrael needed right now. I'm not saying that that sways the halacha, obviously not, but like I told you, there are panim and halacha for that to be done also. Yeah.
What are the halachot according to Sfardim on Kol Isha?
Specify.
Like, I've heard that you can only listen to a girl singing live. You can only listen to recordings. You can't listen to live. You can't go to a concert, a Broadway show.
So there's a stira between Yabi Omer Chelik Aleph Or Chaim Siman Vav and Yabi Omer Chelik Chet Or Chaim Siman Kuf Chet Saif Katan Mem Gimel. Maran Zichrono Livracha seems to contradict himself. It's not really a contradiction. He was Chozer Bo. Originally, in Yabi Omer Chelik Aleph, he writes that you're allowed to listen to recorded music. We're not talking about the quality of the music right now. If it's treif and trashy, that we're not talking about. Let's say kosher music or Arabic music that you don't understand. So as long as you don't know what the singer looks like, it is mutar. Later, in Yabi Omer Chelik Tit, Maran Zichrono Livracha changed his mind, and he says la'alacha, that recorded music by a woman is mutar, even if you do know what she looks like. He brings down that that is the opinion of Rav Eliashiv and other great poskim, v'chein alacha lema'asi. That is the halacha. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah. I'm not saying it's whatever. That's the halacha. It's mutar. Live, under any circumstances, is the epitome of the isur, which is a Broadway show which you can't go to. Forget about Kol Isha. There's all sorts of other isurim involved there too. But live is the issue. Recorded is mutar mi'karadin, even if you know what she looks like.
What if she's known to be someone very, very pretty?
Still mutar.
Is this
Sfardim or? No, I think this one. Yeah. Oh, did you get that? Okay.
What about going?
Is it hot mic? Yeah, good.
What about going to mixed seating concerts?
Definitely, mixed concerts are not for B'nai Torah. Now, again, I want to make a differentiation. Not that there's so much of a difference, but you know, sometimes you're in these Pesach programs or whatever, and they have like these family, you're sitting next to your wife and kids. It's not really a concert. It's like, you know, people are there and you happen to see. That's one thing. Mixed concert is like there's a whole olam there, and you know that there's going to be, in general, mixed seating concerts evolve into more. It's just, you know, history has shown that that's what happens. Girls start jumping up and screaming in front of the stage, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? That, and very much like mixed seating weddings, many, if not most times, also evolve into mixed dancing weddings. It's like one. So definitely for a Ben Torah, it is not the place to be at a mixed concert, okay? And I've spoken about this in the past as well. Usually the artists, the singers who make mixed concerts, are not the biggest scions of Torah Yirat Shamayim. Even if they, you know, Sim Kippah, Shema Yisrael, you know what I'm saying? Even when they do that, Israeli singers seem to think that if they're non-religious and they sing about Kol HaTo'aivot Shebaolam, but if they sing a few lines from Shema Yisrael or Slichot, that wipes the slate clean. Nobody forgot what you sang about 2 seconds ago. And just because it's Hebrew doesn't mean it's not true. Yes?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Bo na'aseh Hashem hu Elokim v'shma Yisrael. Im Hashem hu Elokim, you wouldn't be singing like that. Im Hashem echad, you wouldn't be doing that. You got it? Yeah, good. Mixed eating weddings, okay, it's a big, big machloket. Maran Zech Mecha brings down a tremendous machloket of poskim. I'm going to say for right now, mixed at a wedding, I'm going to say in a very diplomatic way, lo asur. Okay? However, beware of things that can arise. Many times at mixed eating weddings, you're sitting next to somebody very prutza. Many times at mixed eating weddings, you're having, even if it's not mixed dancing, hey, wait a second, how am I sitting in the ladies section for dancing? How did that just happen? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? If it's mixed seating at a wedding and you have separate dancing, some men are sitting in the ladies section, right? Better make sure it's not you. Next.
Should I press something?
No, just talk from the heart.
Rabbi said in the Or Letzion Shir, you have to always be happy when we're learning.
Yeah.
If someone is in a bad mood, or they're really like itching to hang out like on a Motzi Shabbat, should they...
Hang out where? What?
With their friends, whatever. Oh, okay. Nothing bad. Okay. Should they hang out and like cheer themselves up, put themselves in a good mood, or should they learn even though they're not feeling it that night?
It's weird. It's funny you say that, because when I'm in a bad mood, I dafka, the only thing I want to do is learn. I don't want to see anybody, I don't want to talk to anyone, I just want to learn. No, I wasn't. I'm just like you, just like everybody else. I'm a Yankee Doodle kid who grew up in Queens. It's, you know, liking the Knicks, watching them lose. You know what I'm saying? That was me. They still lose. I don't watch them anymore, but they still lose. Some things haven't changed. Anyway, the kids are, right? They're losing?
Winning now.
Bemet?
Third seed in the East.
No, Bemet?
Yeah,
we're in the playoffs.
I don't know.
It's enough talking. Anyway, the kids. yeah, it's just like false hopes. That's Aliyah Letzurach Yerida. Hashem just wants them to fall harder. Anyway, it's something acquired. The more you do it, the more you love it. You realize that everything else in life is fake and nothing stays, and the only thing that really has any tochen is Torah mitzvot and ma'asim tovim and yirat shamayim and chasadim and tefillah. That's where it's at. If you really need to pick me up, just get some chocolate or something. You know.
So even when someone's upset and depressed, they should still like learn anyways. Don't hang out and try to like.
Again, if you need an outlet, it depends. If you really need to just air yourself out and you're hanging out with a good chevra, doing things that are wholesome, so okay, once in a while that's okay. But like every time, if your escape every time is that, then you shouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself a piece of chocolate. Incentivize. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody has their kind of a Gandhi. I don't know. Yeah, do something. Yeah.
Also, you back to like Kol Isha, something a little related to it.
Why are you staying there?
There's no seats.
Okay.
I went to like summer vacation.
Yeah.
And it was like a bunch of Indians, not attractive at all. They were doing like some ritual dance. It wasn't like for Hana at all. Just like a show.
Asur. Women?
They weren't.
Asur. Mazem shane.
What if it's a band that used to be
one? Shmo.
Fully Asur.
Yeah, and it could be, by the way, they could have been doing an Avodah Zarah. Indians are one of the greatest idolatrous nations on the face of the earth. Not like real hardcore Avodah Zarah mamash. So a lot of the stuff that they do, their rituals, whatever. So you could have had a package deal of Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayot. Did anybody get killed? You could have had Ramash lumping into
one.
Yeah. It's not.
Sorry, my question is,
you wanted Harif, I gave you.
When it comes to tefillah, right, especially when you're diving like a mincha arvit back to back, how do you maintain the kavanah and, like, you know, the mindset to sort of be excited and on the same like level of kavanah, like to damish mona esrei and have meaning by every word?
Meaning when you just did it?
Yeah. Like, on a personal level, that's what's like hardest for me. We just like 2 minutes.
Tell you, on the other hand, when you're davening mincha arvit back to back, sometimes it's better for your kavanah because you didn't give your chance, your mind the chance to wander yet. You're still like in the tefillah, you're in betakneset, whatever it is. So, you know, you have to look for chidushim. You're right, the amidah is the same, but isn't the amidah the same all the time, no matter what time it is? So you have to look for things to be mitchadesh. Arvit has chidushim, birkot kriyat shema, kriyat shema. I'm saying every tefillah has its, you know, every tefillah has its theme. Shacharit, what's the theme of shacharit? First thing I do in my day, when I open my eyes, first thing I do is I come to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's mincha? Gemara says, "La'olam avei zahir b'tfilat ha-mincha, sh'arei Eliyahu lo na'ana ela b'tfilat ha-mincha." Eliyahu Navi, what's mincha? You're in the thick of your day, and you have to separate yourself from everything, pull back, and now connect to Hashem. What's arvit? Arvit is, "Ushmor tzetenu v'en l'chaim tom shalom." The world's dark. It's dangerous outside. We seek refuge only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you think of that every tefillah has its own musaf. You talk about the korbanot of that day, whether it's Shabbat or Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh or whatever it is. Every tefillah is a theme. So you have to tap into that theme and say, wow, I'm standing here now. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about different things. So you have to look for Devarim Chadashim. Anybody else? Good.
I was wondering if there's a line drawn between halacha and morale. For example, like Rebbe said with Maran, how generally Am Yisrael would need like the hostages to be brought back in order to boost up the morale, even if halacha might not pasken that way.
That's not what I said. I said that there is, the psak halacha was that, plus Am Yisrael needed it.
Okay, for yeah. example, so yeah. if there's a guy, he's a like a modern Orthodox guy, religious guy, whatever, okay. and he's the big Ben going to the army and going to learn. He could learn okay in yeshiva, but...
You realize that modern Orthodoxy doesn't exist by Sfaradim?
Yeah, I read it, yeah.
It's a weird... You know what I'm saying? All these things, reform, conservative, modern, this kind... We don't have that stuff. You either are or you're yeah. not. You know what I'm saying? Okay, continue.
No, but, yeah. But, so for this type of guy, he's yeah. not... He feels that, even though halakhically sure, he should probably go to yeshiva, probably go learn, he feels that joining the army would be mechazek him more as a... And his Yirat Shamayim and his foundation for Judaism. So I'm wondering if...
Israeli army, if it's a person that's going to boost his morale and whatever, if he can't really sit and learn. I'll tell you something about... I'm going to open up the... Well, actually, I don't want to open up the can of worms that is the Israeli army because it's a big can of worms. Okay? And I don't want to... Whatever. But suffice it to say that... Again, you know there's a debate among Gdolei Yisrael, to go, not to go. You know, among the Sephardi Gdolei Yisrael, they signed the Psak Halacha and they said it very vocally in the past few months, that not only should yeshiva students not be drafted to the Israeli army, even Batlanim should not go to the army. And now that's why there's such balagan now that they're sending out, you know, Tzavei Gius and people are not showing up and Bachurim are going to jail. Big balagan in Israel because... The situation in the army is such that statistics have shown that people who go into the army religious come out not. Because it just does that to people. Because of what's going on there. So for all of the, you know, all of the speeches about, yeah, David HaMelech had an army and Shaul HaMelech had... When you look and talk and live... like David HaMelech and like Shaul HaMelech and whatever, and your generals are like Avner and Yoav and whatever, we'll talk, you know what I'm saying? But that's not the case. So as much as a person thinks he's going to be mitchazek and whatever, I know that there are supposedly frum units and whatever. Those also aren't 100%. I'm not here to advocate for or against. I'm telling you what Gedolim have said.
More generally, like, where does morale play in time? Morale, like, overriding halacha.
Well, I mean, if the Gedolim are saying, at least the Gedolim that a person follows, they're saying that the army is a religiously very dangerous place for the neshama, where you could very easily go off the derech and never come back. So, we're like, you want to gamble that for your more, you know what I'm saying? Good, listen to music or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, chocolate. Okay. One more before we call it a night? Good.
What's the most effective way to strengthen your emunah?
By the way, I'm not taking an opinion, definitely not on tape, for or against. I'm just saying, good.
To strengthen emunah, what's the most effective way?
Musr. Definitely musr. All. The classics, the not so classics, learn musr all day long. You want to know which one's dafka for emunah bitachon? Shar bitachon in chovot levavot, the Beis Halevi's letter on emunah bitachon, and the Chazon Ish's kuntres on emunah bitachon. Very, very popular one.
There's a certain level of like logic that halakhically were required to know. You need to be like as sure as you can to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there.
That's the. That's what you're learning.
Like the science from.
You have to learn it, absorb it, feel it, review it, and feel it. Keep on. You have to feel enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, and learn as much as you can until you can pinpoint that feeling. Laila tov, Rabotai.